will call the April 4th, 2022 Sussex County Board of Adjustments meeting back to order. Next case.
And I believe, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Sharp's going to explain the rules.
Yeah, as we have with our, whenever we're at the recess. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct may not be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. After persons present have spoken with regard to the application, the operator will call for any persons interested in the applications who wish to speak, and those individuals will then be sworn in and allowed to testify. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions of others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written findings are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we request that you turn off for the duration of the meeting. And for those participating via phone, when you're on the line, we ask that you limit other noises such as televisions, music, and conversations with other individuals. And please be advised that the chair has the right to limit unduly repetitive, irrelevant, or provocative testimony. Thank you.
Next application.
Thank you. Our next case number is case number 12668. Dr. Jill Boyden seeks variances from the maximum fence height requirement for proposed fences. Sections 115.25, 115.182, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Farview Road within the North Shore subdivision. The 911 address is 32 Farview Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 334. Map 8.17, parcel 55.00. For the three variances that are sought, although two are listed, Mr. Chairman, on the application form, staff would note for precision it's actually three variances. The first is a 3-foot variance along the side and rear yard from the 7-foot maximum fence height requirement. The second is a 0.5-foot variance from the front yard requirement for a 3.5-foot maximum fence height requirement. And the third is a 6.5-foot variance along the side yards from the street line back to the front yard setback, as that requirement is also 3.5 feet. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have 0 letters in support, 1 letter in opposition, and 1 mail return, and they have been circulated. Thank you.
Is the applicant present? Mr. Sharp, before we do anything, should we, Mr. Werfel?
Mr. Werfel has left the dais, so it's just the 4 remaining board members this evening. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Harvey Ryan, and it's 37395 Oyster House Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
As stated, my name is Harvey Ryan. I'm the CEO of Turnstone Holdings. I'm here on behalf of Dr. Jill Boyden, owner of property located at 32 Farview Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, also within the subdivision known as North Shores. We're seeking a variance from the maximum fence height requirement, specifically a variance of 3 feet to permit a 10-foot tall fence with stone columns along the rear and sides of the property, and a variance to permit a 4-foot stone wall along the front of the property. Arguably, the variance criteria are met. The property is unique in that without the requested variance, the size, shape, and topography of the property create challenges for securing the same to the standards determined by the U.S. Secret Service. No other property in this area has been surveyed for this level of security. An exceptional practical difficulty exists due to the property's unique conditions. The property cannot otherwise be developed because without the requested variance, security measures identified by the U.S. Secret Service for the property cannot be implemented. Developing the property in strict conformity with the zoning code will not meet the U.S. Secret Service mandates for the same. Therefore, the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property to its owner, by its owner. The exceptional practical difficult was not created by the owner. The property was purchased by the owner well before the U.S. Secret Service security standards became necessary. The applicant has not created any of the conditions that require this variance. The U.S. Secret Service has requested this variance after an extensive survey process used to determine the appropriate level of security for the owner. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, will not substantially impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent properties, and will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance requested has received the approval of the relevant homeowners association after presentation for comment to the adjacent neighboring property owners. The materials will match the appearance of those in use on the property and will be consistent with the community standards. As the property is not located at a corner, the requested changes will not create a hazard to vehicular traffic or obstruct motorist views. The requested variance is the minimum variance that will afford the relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. The variance requested is the minimum required to implement the security measures identified by the U.S. Secret Service. For the reasons stated, we would respectfully request that the variance be sought. The variance sought by the applicant will be approved. If the board has any questions.
That completes your presentation.
That's it.
Any questions from the board? Do you have any questions?
I've got a couple, if I may. Just wanted, looking at the survey that you've got here, I noticed it says edge of paving of Farview Road, and it appears that there might be a gap between the front property line and where that edge of paving is. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Do you know about how far that gap is?
I don't have the exact numbers on that. So, I'd have to look at the measurements on the survey to give you an exact distance.
And you had mentioned that the topography of the property, I'm guessing there's no slopes or anything like that that create a natural barrier for security purposes?
Any slopes that create a natural barrier? No.
There's no vegetation or anything like that?
On the back of the property, there is some, depends seasonally. It does drop off towards the marsh area a little bit.
And as I look at this, I think your fence is before you get to that area. Is that
That's
right?
That's correct.
All right, I don't think I have any other questions. Thank you.
Sir, it looks like the scale is 1 to 20 on the survey.
I think so, yeah.
So to the edge of paving to the property line, be approximately 20 feet, if I'm looking at the survey.
That or less.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Further questions from the board?
Mr. Sharp?
I'm not approved. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I can assist, so actually scaling off at 1 to 20, I actually scale it as between 15 and 16 so, feet. So.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of application number 12668? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12668? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Anna Poor. I'm an employee with Sussex County. I'm just calling in to catch the line this evening.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
At this time, there is no one else standing by on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Question for Mr. Sharp. In the future, when this house changes hands or person no longer requires the protection that they would like to have now, what so happens to the fence?
Well, the fence would, you know, it runs with property. It would be something that would continue on. Now, I do believe there's a federal statute, a federal act, that does discuss ownership of these types of things. I don't know if this is going to be owned by the owners or if it's owned by the federal government, so I don't have that answer.
Right.
But there is a statute about that, the Presidential Protection Act, I believe.
Good.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12668 for Jill Biden for the requested variances. I believe that the property has unique physical conditions, that the property can't be developed in strict conformity, that the difficulty has not been created by the applicant, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12668 has been approved. Have a good evening. Any additional business?
I don't believe so. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Same bad time, same bad channel.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.